Hit him with it.
What color is this supposed to be?
What do you mean what color is this supposed to be? We're on the banter, aren't we? Welcome into the banter, everybody. It's funny because we
hit him with it, Silas.
The colors
what color is it supposed to
green.
Be?
Green.
Oh, okay.
Are you new here?
Are you nude here?
I do feel naked.
Seriously? Silas. Did it actually?
There we go.
No.
I do feel naked. Let me tell you why.
Well, today we're going to talk about naked Silas, race cars, fast food, and everything in between.
But let Silas tell us why.
We got to get into the ad first.
Okay, I can't wait to find out why
he's not wearing headphones.
Naked.
Oh. Am I right?
Wow, let's get into the ad read.
You really took away all the anticipation.
Let's get into the ad read. We got a word from our friends. Are you tired of constantly receiving spam phone calls to the point where you don't even bother answering your phone anymore? I know I have this issue. My phone is constantly blowing up. It'll say unknown number. Who is that? I don't know. You keep blocking them. It doesn't matter. They always pop up. Well, data brokers are actually making a fortune selling your information to robocallers, spammers, and others who want to learn more about you, like where you live. Well, today's sponsor, Aura, can identify brokers exposing your info and submit opt-out requests on your behalf. Brokers are legally required to remove your info if you ask them to, but they make it super hard to do. Let Aura handle it for you. Aura also does so much more to protect you and your family from online threats that you can't see. It's really easy to set up, so you don't have to download several different apps to get things like parental controls, antivirus, VPN, password management, identity theft insurance, and more. You get everything at one affordable price. Let Aura do the hard work of keeping you safe online so you can focus on other tasks with peace of mind. You can either let people continue to exploit and profit off your private information, or you can go to aura.com/foundationdiscgolf to start your 2-week trial, also linked down in the description. Thanks again to Aura for sponsoring this video. Let's hop back into it.
Okay, the reason why I said that is exactly what Trevor said. Trevor, you spoil all the fun and you're a bad person. I'm not wearing any headphones, and so I can't hear you or Connor.
You can't hear us?
No, I can't hear you.
Why don't you just go get your headphones?
Dude, when I'm like 40, I swear I'm going to have a dent in my head.
I
wear headphones probably 5 hours of the day. At least.
At least five days a week
for pretty much every week for the past 1 year.
You can get a dent in your head, but it pops back out. It's like the top of your head there is like a soft spot. And like if you see streamers, like if you do wear headphones long enough, you can actually get a slight dent in your head, but it pops back out.
I'm not going to have a dent in my head, I don't think, but I definitely feel like where the headphones touch my beard, like
it's going to rub from friction.
Yeah. What if there's just like not going to be hair there?
Oh,
do you have on your legs where like your tall socks go? Do you have like, your hair is like worn down right there?
Well,
I don't really wear much
tall
socks anymore.
Mm-hmm. I wear tall socks every day.
Every day.
But my hair under that, it just flops. It's not poofy.
No. Sock length was an interesting thing back in I'm the same way. I have a lot of leg hair, so like it'll just be matted down.
Yeah. You just gotta fluff it back up.
Sock length is an interesting thing. Talk about fashion and like all the things that, you know, go in and come back, and like right now in fashion, there's a lot of things coming back that we swore would never come back.
Yeah.
And one of the things that, when I think of things that should never come back, because like some of the stuff, when I first heard it was coming back, I was like, ugh. But it's like, okay, I get it, I guess. Like, it's fine. But long socks, like when I was in middle school.
Like the Nike Elites?
It was a status thing. It wasn't as much of a fashion thing as it was a status thing. Like just wearing tall white or black,
I think it was
the black Nike socks, then
The Elites,
and like the Nike Elites were part of that.
It's still a thing. Like middle schoolers,
are they still doing that?
Wear like gym shorts with their
basketball shoes and tall socks.
Yeah,
really, they're still doing that, huh?
Yeah, they are still doing it.
I guess that is one that never did transcend.
It's a middle school
style.
It's a middle school style.
Yeah, like that never really transcended that. So that's good, because like there are certain like ankle socks. I feel like with wearing shorts are always going to look better.
I don't know.
I have one pair of ankle socks.
You have one pair of ankle socks?
Yeah.
Wow. One, dude.
Just because,
they're not as practical.
Well, no, here's the thing. Whenever Silas wears long socks with shorts, I never notice.
Because his legs are so long. That is a good point. That is true.
Because I never think that it looks weird on you. I don't even think about it.
That is a good point.
Yeah, I guess my legs are a little longer.
A little.
Yeah, more than a little.
What do you mean?
My guy.
Well, no, they're a little longer.
A lot longer.
If you're, no.
You're like...
Think about how many
you're like 7 inches
is.
Taller than me.
I know, but it's body proportionally. Like my torso is probably a little longer.
No, I got a crazy torso.
Yeah, I've got like a heck of torso.
We'll measure our legs and then we'll see.
I've got a short torso. What do you guys got? I got a short torso, long legs. What do you got?
No, I'm pretty sure I'm pretty actually average. Pretty balanced. My brother is taller than me by like 2 or 3 inches, but he has a really long torso. So his legs and my legs, like our hips meet.
Yeah.
And then he just extends above that. Like
I think my, I've got a friend like that. Arms, I think, are a little small for my height.
Not good for disc golf, man. You got to have that ape index. You got to have those long arms. It's everything. Long arms, man.
Why does that matter?
Slinging. Better for slinging.
I guess more centrifugal force.
Ooh,
oh,
big sigh.
Define centrifugal.
Centrifugal.
Yeah. Spell it.
C-E-N-T-R-I-F-I-C-I-A-L. Centrifugal.
Now define it.
Centrifugal.
Now, it's actually definition.
It's actually pronounced. It's actually spelled S-I-N. Trifical.
Really? And are you sure?
Yes, and it's whenever you sin in the presence of a trifical.
Oh. No, centrifugal really when you...
Wait, it could be... Did you say C-I-N? It definitely could be C-Y-N.
No, it's not.
I think it's C-I-N.
It could be C-I-N.
It might be C-E-N. Could be. It's probably C-E-N.
Oh, it is.
I think it is centrifugal.
Centrifugal.
Yeah. It's probably C-E-N.
Oh, you guys are crazy.
Are we?
C-E-N-T-R-I-F-U-G-A-L. Oh.
Centrifugal.
Centrifugal.
There's a U and a G in there?
It's centrifugal.
Yeah, there's also centripetal and centrifugal.
Wow. That's crazy.
I think that blows my mind every once in a while. Remind me, did you get your water bottle at Sam's Club?
My Owala? Yes, sir, I did.
Dang it. They don't have them anymore.
Dang.
And I was all excited.
They had a two-pack?
I know.
For it. $28.
Ah!
Yep.
It's a good deal.
So frustrating. We just got into Sam's Club. We finally got into the kingdom, and they
those
don't
water
have
bottles are the best, too. I don't even have one, and they're the best.
Oh, voila.
They're great.
Straw. You got straw. You got sip.
Now that I got fridge water, it's a big deal. I got to tell you, Silas, I think I told Trevor this story about how I fixed my fridge water, but let me tell you about
this
it, okay?
This is crazy.
No! So,
yeah, not the hot water thing. Well, I'm going to fill everybody on the banter in.
Okay.
So I move into our house, and we're like, oh, sick, our fridge has water.
You're talking about Connor and I's house.
Yes. I'm like, oh, sick, our fridge has water. That's going to change everything. So we drink the water. It's gross. It's nasty water. It's not good.
What do you mean? Like there's stuff in it?
It tastes like a public pool.
Yeah, like a
pool. Tastes like a chlorine. Chemicals.
Gross.
So, I'm like looking into it a little bit. So, I order new filters as a normal person would. I change the filter and then I do what it says on the package. I filter out the water of the filter.
Are you still drinking this water as you're finding all this out?
No.
Okay.
We're not drinking any of this water. We're just going through Chick-fil-A and getting large cups of water very frequently. Because Chick-fil-A is right next to our house. And so we go to bed at night and Gabby's like, I'm thirsty. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'll go to Chick-fil-A.
You gotta go to Chick-fil-A.
because I knew.
Why choose my bottled water?
Because I was always thinking, the water's gonna be fixed.
It felt like you were doing a temporary fix over and over.
Yeah, I've been there.
I've been there.
So I didn't want to finally give in and buy a 24 pack of water bottles because I was just like,
$3.
I'm gonna fix it. I'm gonna fix it.
It costs like one Chick-fil-A water.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they're free.
Yeah, they're free.
Yeah, that is a good point. Yeah,
but I mean, if you're at Chick-fil-A,
it's
not, you're
gotta
just
get a cookie every
a
time.
Water.
Like,
you're not just getting a water.
No,
no way.
Getting a little nuggy with it.
So, I replaced the filter and it says to filter out 2.5 gallons of water through the new filter to get it going properly.
That's a lot.
And I'm filtering
it. Clear out the reservoir.
I'm filtering it.
Is there a reservoir?
Mm-hmm. I'm filtering it and
refrigerates it.
I'm filtering it and the water is steaming. actual steam is coming off of the water and it's piping hot. And so
it's just hot water.
It's hot water, yes. So I'm like, why is the water...
Well, it was just dirty, it was stuck in the reservoir from before. Now it's filtering into the new supply, which is hot.
Yes. And so I am like, why is my fridge water hot? I go under the house and I follow the... like the PEX piping, and sure enough, straight from the fridge is piped right into the hot water line. And I'm like, that's interesting that they would choose to do that. Somebody made the conscious decision to do that. They're right next to each other, the hot and the cold water, right there next to each other, running parallel. And they
parallel. They did the red one? The red one was hooked up?
They're both white. But I ran all the way back, and it was the fridge was piped into the hot water heater. So I was drinking
water. Maybe they drank a lot of tea. That is true. Here's the thing you're not considering.
I'm not considering it. You're correct.
They could have just been like, listen, we don't really care. Like, we don't drink water really ever, but we drink a lot of tea and instant coffee and hot chocolate. And so we just want a hot water dispenser. It's like the people that get water fountains with like fruit punch coming out of it.
But like, you'd have to filter the cold water out before you got to the hot water. So you'd be like, I'm ready
for
my tea.
That is a good point, because
you'd have to get a bucket out. And then so point. I don't think that's it. Anyway, there's also a, I figured out, which I told you guys this before as well, but the hose on the right side of my house was also hooked up to the hot water. And so it was just like piping hot water coming out. Like, you couldn't touch the hose. Once the hose had been running for 15 seconds, you couldn't hold onto the hose because it was so hot.
That's awesome.
Stupid people.
Yeah, it's stupid. So
I mean, how do you mess that up?
So I eventually, I'm like, okay, that's it. I'm gonna just pipe it into the correct water line. And so I cut the PEX and everything, and you know, put a little T in there, and then put like a little thing, and blah, 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 blah.
So you're a plumber now.
I fixed
it. Yeah, it sounds like he's a plumber
big
now.
Big plumber guy. Well, there's also a special tool you need for the clamps.
Did you have some plumber's crack?
I've never done plumber's crack. So there's a special tool. There's a special tool that you need to crimp the clamps for the PEX piping. And I was at Lowe's buying the stuff.
They're expensive.
And... The guy that's like helping me is like, well, you're gonna need this tool. And I look over, I'm like, $96. I'm like, why am I gonna spend $96 on this at Lowe's? Yes, it's the only one they had.
Is it like a specialized thing?
It's like basically so you can get as much force behind it. It's just a pair of pliers, basically.
Yeah.
But the way that it's like,
what are they called?
Has a different thing.
I wonder what they look like.
Probably
like PEX
clamp pliers or something like
maybe,
that.
Maybe I wonder if it's different for PEX versus copper.
We'll just be clear on Amazon. Well, they have them for like $15.
Oh,
just like no. But I want to do this today. So yeah. I told this guy, I was like, okay, is there a way that I can like get around like using that?
They have a 3/8 to 1 inch PEX tool, and it's $65.
Yeah, wow, that's crazy.
So like there, yeah, it's expensive.
What are you looking at that on?
That's on Lowe's website.
Well, that might not be in store though, because their website doesn't have like isn't all.
It's in Madison Heights.
Interesting. Is it a cutter or a clamp tool?
It is a PEX tool it's a clamp tool.
Okay.
But I mean, $65, your point stands.
Yeah, I promise you.
It looks like just a pair of pliers.
Yes, it looks like a pair of bolt cutters.
Yeah,
it looks like a pair of bolt
cutters. It should be more than $30.
Yeah, so anyway, stands. I'm at Lowe's. I promise you, I looked everywhere. $96, the numbers burned into my brain. Hey, and I was like, do you guys have any other ones? And he was like, no. And I was like, is there like another way to do it? And he was like, no. And I was like, okay, well, thank you. Because at this point, I'm just trying to shoo him away because I'm going to walk out with those clamps. Oh, I'm going to buy them, of course. But I'm not going to buy the pliers because I'm like, I can figure out a way to do this
you're
without
those
stupid pliers. And so he's like, you really have to have the pliers. He's like, okay, I'm good. Thank you. Thank you. And I walk away to kind of make him think I'm leaving. And then I wait for him to walk away. And I go back and I grab my clamps. And I pay for them. I get out of there. And I go by Harbor Freight. And I grab a pair of big old... the pliers that are like, they're cutters, like flush cutters, mm-hmm. that come to a point like that, look like a beak almost.
Yeah.
And because I know they can get, it has to fit into the clamp perfectly. So I go back, I do that whole process. I bruise my body trying to clamp down on these as hard as I can. Because I first clamp down on them and I'm like, oh, this is perfect. I'm a genius. And then I turn the water on. And there's water everywhere.
Oh, no.
Did not clamp them down hard enough. there is now a water a spewing all over my crawl space. So then I do the age old hack where you take, in order to have like more leverage, you put like an open ended wrench on the end of it and you clamp it down to basically extend the handles of these pliers.
Like a breaker bar.
Yes. And I press it against my shoulder and I grab the other one and pull it against my shoulder as hard as I can to where I am basically in tears because it hurts so bad. But I'm just doing it until the water goes away. And I get it down enough to where it's all good. And my there is now an awful bruise on my shoulder from that. This was a few months ago.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, there we go. I did it. Everything's all good. I go out there the next day. There has been a steady drip that has caused a pond of water in my crawl space. And I'm like, okay, I think that it's time that I use the special tool. I think there's a purpose for it. And thankfully, All Business Brad had one for me to borrow.
Hey,
he had just gotten the pack off Amazon for super cheap, which is what I should have done, because at this point, it's taken long enough to where I could have just ordered it on Amazon. And I got it, and guess what? You only need one hand on them bad boys. They really know how to, they really know how leverage works. Because I put that on there and went, shoop, and it like clamped it down so much more than I thought it was even going to clamp down. Works perfect. No more leak anymore.
Wow.
I'm curious now to know, like, when you're doing copper pipe, do you, like, it's, is, what's the system?
Yeah,
copper
don't you, like,
piping,
melt it?
Copper piping, like, solder? You need, you can do that, but you also need, like, a, most people use an electric, like, crimping tool. Because copper pipe, you're crimping the pipe, not a clamp on the pipe. Yeah. Well, yeah, it is, it's like a fitting kind of
thing.
Well,
don't you have to, like, make one end wider?
A press tool.
Yeah, you can do that.
I searched copper pipe crimp on Lowe's, and this DeWalt press
$2,300.
Tool came up, and it's
$2,300.
Yeah. I can't be real. That's
it
not
is
even real life.
What's the
no, I'm
benefit?
Go ahead, I'm gonna go ahead and say that's copper. Not real life.
Because copper, I would think, would be way more expensive.
Yeah, it's not a benefit. It's because my house was built in 1959.
Yeah, copper.
They don't do it anymore.
They didn't have plastic. They didn't have PVC back then.
They didn't invent PEX. Probably
wasn't
invented.
Yeah, they didn't have PEX yet.
I mean, it's flexible plastic hose.
What?
They didn't have that.
What are you surprised about right now?
They didn't have that in 1957.
That's like being like, oh man, you guys didn't have TikTok back then?
They didn't have
a
way
to,
they didn't have a way to manufacture it.
Yeah, it hadn't figured it out yet. There's
probably
more
plastic. Probably wasn't what was confusing. It was the machines to make the plastic.
Yeah, it just didn't exist. Because like, so that I've got, if I ever have plumbing issues, I've got copper pipe, and that's,
oh, you
got
to buy the $2,300 tool.
I guess I need a press tool.
Press tool.
Does anybody need a kidney?
Anyway, that being said, that didn't fix my water.
Plumbing is just,
wait,
gosh,
what?
It still tasted bad.
Oh, did you replace the filter?
Oh, we had to do the filter thing.
So then I did some Googling because at this
point. Oh, that's right. I forgot there is an ending to
the
story.
Then I find, so it didn't fix the water. The water still tasted bad. Replace the filter again.
But it was
again.
Cold, though.
It was cold,
it's
at
freaking
least.
Cold,
but cold, bad
the mountains are blue.
Nice. And so. And so I replaced the filter again, did the whole filter, like the filtering out the water thing again. Still tasted bad. Very sad. I finally was like, whatever. And I drove down the street to Kroger and I got a like 42 pack of water bottles.
Like, this is my life.
For
now.
Like $1.80.
There you go.
And put them in the fridge. And I was like, gosh, I feel like such a failure right now. But, you know, at least my wife has water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I sat on the couch and I was like, you know what? I do this with cars. Why not do it with the fridge? And I hopped on there and I said, my LG fridge water tastes like poop. and read a bunch of forums. And my favorite part about forums is seeing the original question, reading hundreds of replies to it of things going on, but then scrolling all the way to the end and seeing the guy that originally posted the question post and say, hey, I fixed it. It ended up being this. Because most people are not kind and thoughtful enough to go back into the forum and say, I fixed it. Here's the problem. But sometimes there are those people and they make your life so much easier. This guy said, I almost didn't post this because it was so embarrassing. But I figured out the issue. He said, I replaced all the piping and stuff like that. Basically did what I did. And he said that somebody said sometimes the filter is not set in all the way. He said, this is ridiculous because I had a professional come and install my fridge. So he's the one that put the filter in. And he said that he put the filter in all the way. Then I changed the filter. And I know I put the filter in all the way because it wouldn't twist anymore. He said, but then I just decided, you know what? I don't care if I break my fridge. I'm going to go in there and twist as hard as I can until something breaks. Because he was just so fed up at this point. So he goes in there, grabs the filter, twists as hard as he can. Feels like it's on the breaking point. Like the plastic is about to shatter. and then it turns one other whole turn. It like pops, it turns another whole turn. And then he said that it fixed it. It just wasn't, it wasn't tied in all the way because apparently you need the strength of a gorilla to put it in there. So I'm sorry for all you people that don't have the strength of a gorilla. Thankfully, I do. So I went in the fridge and I twisted like my life depended on it. And I really trusted this guy because I thought the same thing. I'm going to break this fridge. Didn't tell my wife this, but I just twist as hard as I can. I'm red in the face. Doesn't take much effort for that to happen. And finally, I hear a pop and it turns another turn. Wow. And now my water tastes good.
It's crazy.
And now it's all good.
Let me tell you where I'm at with the whole fridge water thing.
Yeah, tell me about the fridge water, Trev.
Because our fridge water is good. It's fine. It's, you know, it is what it is. But the light the other day went from, there's like three lights on my fridge. The filter is fine. And then it goes to order. Yeah. And then it goes to replace. So it, which is kind of nice. It's like telling you, hey, you should order your new filter now.
Okay.
Yeah, here's the problem.
What's the problem?
Went online.
Yep. Can't find it.
$55.
Okay. Did you? Okay. Hold on. Are you looking at the name brand one? Like probably the one for your fridge? No, dude. You got to go on Amazon and get one. And they have aftermarket ones.
Okay.
That have really good reviews.
Okay.
Guess what? We have an aftermarket one. Took a little bit to get twisted in. Ooh. But once I got it twisted in, that's not the filter.
Wait.
That's
the is fridge. That the problem? That it's aftermarket?
Yeah, you were
using... No, it's not. It's, okay. It, people were saying that it was the same thing with the stock. Okay, with okay. The
well, because what happened was I saw $55 and then I was like, so I'm basically not ordering that right now.
We got a pack of four for like $19. And it came with the air filters too. Four air filters as well.
What?
And they had great reviews. That, everybody was commenting and they were like, I don't have cancer.
My wife was kind of like, so what are you going to do? And I was like, I don't. Like and right now that's just kind of where it's hung in the air and it's not really an issue. But as soon as that light changes from order to replace, I'm toast.
Yeah.
Like at that point, there.
Well, you gotta get on that.
At that point, I'm gonna be one headed Chick-fil-A to get a large water.
Do it today.
I did read a lot of reviews. I did read a lot of reviews first.
Yeah.
To make sure they had good reviews.
So I got
to
figure out what my fridge takes. I have a Frigidaire.
Frigidaire.
Oh, Frigidaire.
Okay. You say Frigidaire or frigid air?
No, it's Frigidaire. It's like. Refrigerator. Frigidaire.
No, I know, but I've always just said Frigidaire.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But Frigidaire.
Frigid air.
I said, yeah, I just pronounce it more as frigid air because, like, it's cold air.
Yeah. But it's not spelled like that.
No, it's not.
No, it's.
I'm not saying anybody's doing
AIRE. It's like kind of fancy.
Ooh,
like
Frigida.
Yeah, it's fancy. But
Frigida.
I looked up at that little filter and I looked at that price tag and I was like, I would sooner drink dirt.
You gotta hop on the Amazon, man.
Yeah,
at my
know.
Parents' house?
I don't know why I didn't think about that. I guess I was just thinking it was maybe a really specific thing, but I am also... Listen, so...
I'm listening. You have my full undivided attention.
Let me give you some words of encouragement, man.
Hit me.
The house I bought and moved into, it was an estate sale. The parents, original owners had passed away. Their kids owned the house. They didn't do anything with it, so they sold it.
And does that mean you own the state of Virginia? I've never really understood how estate sales work.
Why would you sell that?
What?
Why would you sell that?
What do you mean? Why would you sell
just
that?
Just go rent it out.
They didn't want to manage. You got to remember, these are like people in their 50s. Like they've got their own kids. Like they don't even live in the area. Like they're just.
So what?
They wanted the money. Maybe they needed the money. You never know.
Maybe. That's true.
There's three siblings.
And they would all have to agree to do it together.
Yeah, there's three siblings.
Wait, no. Only one person can own.
No.
You can just give. You can, it's like, oh, I'm going to take 2/3 of the house.
They can have equal ownership of it.
Yeah.
And just really? Say, yeah.
Especially if it's their parents.
If it's sold, you guys split three ways the profit. It's that simple. It's just math. So. So anyways.
It's like, why don't
I got to keep the
sell
washer
2/3 of the house.
Can't do that.
You can buy out the other people's shares of the house, though.
Probably could, yeah.
Interesting.
So anyways, I got to keep the washer and dryer. I got to keep basically anything that wasn't taken by them because, like, what were they going to do with it? Got a sick toaster oven.
Oh, heck yeah.
You know, the works. And the washer is, like, fairly new, but the dryer is really old. And I was just impressed that
it's
even
because dryers don't really, like, I mean,
yeah, stuff
they're very
it's pretty
simple.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Stuff built back then, it lasts.
Okay.
So that's just, and I've experienced that to the fullest extent when it comes to washers and dryers.
Frick
in
you,
my life.
PEX piping.
What?
Frick you, PEX piping.
Yeah, stupid plastic.
I've got so much copper piping. If I ever replace it, I'll just pay for the PEX with the copper sales.
You've got like the Statue of Liberty
probably
down there.
Probably can do that.
You
can,
that's probably, you could probably turn a profit.
You can sell copper for a decent bit.
Yeah.
You just have to go without water for a while.
Just de-plumb your house. You won't have water for a month.
Take all the plums out of your house.
I bet you I could find a tradesman out there. I bet I could find a tradesman out there where I'm like, hey, if you replace my copper with PEX, I'll let you keep all the copper and you can sell it. And like, I bet there's a guy out there.
I don't think that he would make as much as if you just paid him to do it, though. That's a big job to replace all the copper with
PEX. No, I'd pay him for labor. Oh, okay. I'd pay him for labor.
I don't think you'd turn a profit.
I'd just be curious to know like what the value is. Anyways, yeah. This dryer is really old. And I was really concerned right away of like, I need to clear out the ducts, like make sure I don't set this house on fire I just got with the dryer fire. I'm always scared of that. And what's really making you scared is the lint trap. So like the trap that you remove from the dryer to clear the lint mm-hmm. had a tear in it. Mm. And so I'm like, it's
free. Like how big?
It was small, but like big enough that lint is small. It could get yeah. through it, and it yeah, was yeah. getting through it. And I'm like, it's
the
free
house
for
is
all.
Ablaze.
It's an absolute free for all. So I was like, really like, oh man, because like you can't really repair it. I saw some people online who would like try to, but like it's like this meshing. It's just not going to be easy.
Yeah.
To repair.
Where does lint go?
What do you mean? Where does it go? It gets like trapped, and if it gets through there, it goes. It vents out your house.
Oh,
but then it would just clog up that. If it went through there, then it would clog up your vent, which is really, really dangerous. Because
it's literally fire starter.
Yes.
And you have a heated element right next to it. So that's the whole issue. So what I did is, well, first of all, I ended up replacing all of my duct anyways just because I wanted it for peace of mind. Mm-hmm. But I went online and I was like, I just searched as close as I could on Amazon and literally like, I measured my lint trap and mm-hmm. like looked at the dimensions of the one I was buying, and I was like, that looks kind of like a similar shape, even though like my dryer is probably from the 80s.
Okay.
And it fit the one I bought.
Heck,
it was like a little snug, but it fits and it's working. Like it's doing
Heck
its
yeah.
job. Okay. And I was like very
impressed
with that.
You don't want it
too
small.
So
you just got the lint.
I should have carried that energy into my water filter. I don't know why I didn't think about
that.
That's
okay, man. That's why we're friends. That's why we have friends. So you guys can tell me things and I can tell you things and we can high five and all those. And we can hug every once in a while if the moment calls for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad had their dryer like stopped drying. And so he was like trying to figure it out and eventually figured it out because their vent was clogged.
Yeah. Yeah. It can affect your.
He went under his house.
Oh my God.
And because his is like a long vent pipe.
Yeah.
Because they're like, because my laundry room. My laundry room is like right next to the wall.
Yeah.
That is the front of our house. You drive into our driveway, if our dryer is going, you can smell.
You can smell it.
Because like
fabric
literally,
softener.
The vent is right above our front door, basically.
Yeah. Mine is the same way, where like the total vent distance traveled is probably like 5 feet, and it's just going up to get out the wall.
Yeah, I think my
is
total
that the normal?
My total travel is like 6 inches. It's like literally the width of the wall.
Some people's literally back straight up to the wall that it exits. Like it can be that simple.
And
but
mine
yeah.
is like, well, it's like it's perpendicular to the wall that exits. Yeah. So it's just the like the bendy pipe and then to it. But my dad's is like in the middle of his house. So it goes down, and then it's like, I mean, it's got to be at least 20, 30 feet before it goes out the house.
That's intense.
And so it stopped drying, and then somebody was like, he realizes because the vent was clogged up, and he goes under there. So apparently, for years, it's been clogging up. It just finally got to where the pipe was completely filled with lint, so it wouldn't dry anymore. Oh. He said the entire pipe, the entire 20, 30 feet of pipe was filled up with lint from years of drying in it. And so he had to like push it all out.
Wait, but how does that?
Because there must the filter must have been messed up. So it was getting past the filter.
Yeah, but how does that affect how hot the dryer is if it's just the exhaust?
Because think about in your car, if you shoved an apple in your muffler,
then
it would overheat because the hot air wouldn't have a way to escape.
Dude, that's crazy. You'll never feel more blessed than when you look at that and be like, how is my house still here?
Yes.
They actually...
That's crazy.
So they sell... the first thing I had gotten is they sell these drill attachments mm-hmm. that are these very, very long cords with a brush on the end, and you can use those to clean them out. But if you have... Well, first of all, mine was way too short to even like I bought it and then was like, why did I do this? It's such a short distance. Mm. But if you have soft piping, like the foil piping, it's not going to work super well. It's going to be really hard to maneuver it. It's really better for if you have the hard like aluminum piping so that you have something to push against and you're not just poking a hole in foil. It's
flexible. On you.
Dude, that's crazy though. Like, that is scary.
Wow. I might have to investigate my parents.
I feel a lot better about my dryer situation. You have
a Build-A-Bear factory going on.
Their laundry room is like in the like main hallway.
Give it a check, man. The easiest thing to do is go.
There's like a room on each side.
Find the exhaust and just kind of like if you're able to lift up or peek in there. And if there's like lint sticking out of it or stuck in the cracks, one of the easiest things to be able to tell is if your lint like vent fan, like the where the vent is, if like the door is in any way stuck closed, like it's gotten that clogged, that's never good. You want to check that out.
I just came up with a brilliant business idea.
Okay.
I'll give you guys
the lint boys.
I'll give you guys part ownership.
I'm honestly in already.
Okay. We'll have to think of a name. Let's come up with a name after.
The Lint Boys?
Well,
Stanley Steamer has a monopoly.
Dude, I'm about to call up Stanley Steamer.
Stanley Steamer?
They do. They're not too bad. They do the ductwork stuff.
You know, guys, you don't even understand.
They're not even
a little
too bad.
Bit.
They're going to charge.
You have no idea what business idea.
They're only
going
to charge like $200 to clean my basement carpet. Go ahead.
You have no idea.
Wait, for all the carpet? Just the basement?
The basement carpet is like 600 square feet. With the staircase. And it's cleaning, deodorizing it, and like blocking it, sealing it or something.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Connor.
My business idea is
I'm in.
Maybe the best idea of I think I need to go straight to Shark Tank with this, but I will tell you guys first.
I am your shark.
Okay. It's a laundromat.
Okay.
So we need two units, okay? We can get Kratos. We'll get the two units of Kratos before Foundation gets it, okay? So the two units side by side, you don't even know they're connected, okay? Well, you know,
it's like a Long John Silver's Taco Bell situation.
Nope. Not even close, Trevor. Connected. Not even close. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
It's like if you just had two stores that were next to each other. So just a shopping strip. And
So it's like a Long John Silver's and Taco Bell were just next to each other, but not connected.
Exactly, Trevor.
But that would never
happen. Got it.
That would never happen, though.
It could.
No, it wouldn't.
I bet it has happened before.
Nope.
It's like this. Go to any shopping center.
And then look at it.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So, right. So you got Ben and Jerry's here, and then you've got.
There's a Ben and Jerry's in
your
business?
Hold on. I'm just giving you an example. You got Ben and Jerry's here, you've got.
What's the ice cream going to do?
Jennifer's Antiques right here.
Oh, Jennifer.
That's the visual I'm giving you.
Okay.
But they're not Ben and Jerry's or Jenny's Antiques.
Okay. Sick.
I've shortened Jennifer's to Jenny's. I've shortened it.
Get your stuff straight.
Only people who are regulars call it Jenny's. and so.
I miss Jenny's.
One is a laundromat. Called,
but that's not Ben and Jerry's.
No,
Ben and Jerry's.
Forget about Ben and Jerry's. I was just giving
you. Where's the Ben and Jerry's?
I was giving the geographical layout.
Okay. No Ben.
So this is.
Oh, so there's no ice cream.
We're not getting
no ice cream
or antique shop.
No antique shop.
Dang it!
Just two stores. Okay. Here's the idea. You got your laundromat right here, and then, you've got right here. You've got a. Let's figure out a better name. Not better, but different name than Build-A-Bear. Not yet. I want your attention right now. So, but it's a Build-A-Bear type shop where you take the epidermis of a stuffed animal.
You're just pumping the
lint. And so you just have no lint filters in your dryers in the laundry mat.
Straight in.
It's all pumped in. So the kids go in and they stick the butthole of the
belly,
stuffed animal.
My belly button lint's going straight in there.
Yeah, and they just stick the stuffed animal right up to the tube and fill it up with lint. And it's just like, I mean, is that a genius idea or what?
Man, let's do that.
That's amazing. You're so amazing.
Now I just need, we need to come up with a name for the Build-A-Bear.
Until your things slow down at the laundromat and you don't have any stuffing for your bear.
Well, yeah.
Lint-A-Bear.
You gotta keep that
Lint-A-Bear.
Lint-A-Bear. Very good.
What about Lintel Friends?
Yeah, I like that. I was saying you should have
like beans.
You should have a laundromat or like a dry cleaning service right next to, like a paint party store where like they do and they like anywhere or just some kind of business where you know people are gonna wear something nice and get something on it, and then put the dry cleaning business next door.
Great idea. Great Except idea. For you don't typically go straight to the dry cleaning business.
Wait, take
what
off
do you have? Yeah, you don't have anything to wear.
You have changes of clothes.
Oh, okay.
Emergency dry cleaning.
Oh, yeah. like in the hospitals. Like,
and
they
the
just
changes of clothes. And on the changes of clothes, you can put Nadine Blakely on it. Free and do advertisement and get people pay you for advertisement. So they're wearing their while they're sitting outside
honestly,
the laundry. You don't have any inside seating.
Real talk.
They have to sit outside and they're wearing their just which is
like a hospital gown.
Runk and Pratt and Third Wave Blaine. And all these different businesses on
Foundation
your shirt while you're waiting for your wine stained shirt to get fixed.
That's right. Here, honestly, That's though, great. Connor, your idea of like using the byproduct of that one business, literally pumping it next door, that is a like my head, my the wheels are turning right
It's like
now.
Pet stores and Chinese stores and Chinese restaurants.
Oh, can't say that.
The best Chinese restaurants always have a pet store right next to it.
Yeah. What's another business that you could, what's another business that you could like do that? Like literally directly, it's like a conveyor belt. And one of them is like benefiting off of almost the byproduct of another.
A plate factory and a restaurant.
No, but that's not a the byproduct. Like in the laundromat scenario, like that was something you did not want. It was a byproduct.
Something that gives off.
Like that's what made it genius, you know? We gotta find that lint teddy bear idea. I know it's out
there. Okay. Yeah.
So what's like another one?
I'm trying to think.
This is tough.
It is tough.
That was like the kind of the idea.
Yeah, like what's
I can't think of a better idea.
I hate this.
Yeah, I hate not having good ideas.
There's got to be some out there.
Like one company like sells gum and people chew the gum and they throw away their gum wrappers and the other company is a gum wrapper seller. Like they wholesale gum wrappers.
Oh my gosh.
Dang it, Connor. You're a one-hit wonder, man.
I am. I hit once, and they're like, I wonder where he is.
That's right.
Well, the lint, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
Thanks.
Well, lint's an interesting thing. I feel like lint compresses a lot. You need a lot of lint to stuff a bear. How much lint do you need?
It's like cotton.
Huh?
Well, I mean,
it's like cotton. Well, lint basically is cotton.
But if you take lint and you like squish it in your hand, it gets really small, and I don't know that it retracts. I think it just kind of like condenses.
Oh. Yeah, it's kind of like a My Pillow stuffed animal.
It's almost like
My little, animal.
It's memory foam. Maybe that's how they make memory foam.
That's how they make memory foam.
Yes,
lint.
Lint.
Somebody out there is making profit off of lint.
Yeah, I really think we should be.
Gosh, that's like those companies that install solar. We should just install lint.
You guys want to go in on business with me?
Yeah. What?
Listen, there are too many people out there making money on Etsy by making templates.
Of what? Just like templates in general?
Let me give you an example.
Please.
I want to print out and frame my wife and I's wedding vows. Okay? I go to Etsy. I look for a wedding vow template. And somebody has just gone into Canva or Photoshop, mm-hmm. and they have made a nice font and a nice format, and they're selling you that template.
Mm-hmm.
It's cheap. You're only going to pay maybe $5, but then all you're going to have to do is plug in your name and the writing, and it's going to look like how it looked.
Yeah.
And so you can, there's no cost to make these things, obviously, just your brain time. Mm-hmm. You can spit them out so easily, and then you sell them on Etsy. And there's no inventory. It's a link that they're buying.
Yeah.
You guys in?
Sure.
What are we making? What are our templates?
That's the hard part is like there's so many things. What do you make?
Cards, personalized
cards.
Cards
would be a big one. Yeah. Stuff that people want.
Happy birthday, Sandra.
Yeah. Stuff that, Happy birthday template. A big one,
how
though.
How do you make it? No, how do you change that template?
A big
now?
Thing
they get
is
they get, you
the
give
font
them
and the
template.
Format. So like, let's
like,
say,
what template?
Here's one you would do.
Like, how do you change the template?
It's usually a software. I think like when I did it was like a web software.
Or like a...
Because like now you're just sending them the Canva file.
No. The way it worked with the one I got was it opened up a web software that was free. So like anybody who had a computer who was obviously on Etsy could change it. No, but like a good idea would be like we make a really awesome birthday party invitation card for like a baby or a toddler.
Okay.
And then... It's super cute, but then it's just like you could format it. You can put insert your kid's name.
Are printing that out?
Yeah, I did. I did the wedding.
You print out.
Yeah. Hey, just to be clear, people do that for almost everybody does it for their wedding invites, for their... Yeah.
People print that out like on their own printer?
No, you can get it printed at CVS or wherever, at FedEx or wherever.
Because you can download the file.
I'm just picturing my five-year-old self getting... a birthday card on an 8.5 by 11
No. More
piece of paper that says "Happy birthday."
No, you get printed at FedEx, or wherever.
It's just too easy.
Wherever your printing needs take place.
Templates, right. Man.
Paper people, paper person.
I just think that's fascinating that people are out there doing that.
Yeah, that is
especially with and it's basically free. It costs a little bit of time.
It costs some time.
And I tried to convince Gabby to do that because she, whenever we would do
our graphic design, right?
Yeah, when we did our invites, she would just make them.
Yeah.
And I was like, you should just put these on Etsy. And then that was as far as the conversation went.
And here's the thing about setting up an Etsy store. It's really easy.
Here's the thing that bothers me about Etsy. You want to hear what bothers me about Etsy?
I love Etsy, so be careful.
No, I think Etsy's a fantastic place. People can put their handmade goods on a
large internet marketplace.
I love that.
Really?
What bothers me is that now, like, 80% of the stuff on Etsy is 3D printed. And I'm tired of 3D printed stuff, guys.
Most of the stuff I see on Etsy...
I'm tired of 3D printed stuff.
I don't see the 3D printed stuff. I do see a lot of just the
people. And I'm basing that completely off of a YouTube video I saw where they said this is all 3D printed stuff. And I haven't actually been on Etsy and looked at 3D
printed stuff.
Well, I mean,
there's a lot of people that aren't selling 3D printed stuff.
Yeah, I know. But there's a lot of 3D printed stuff.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Right. That trophy.
Like cup holder inserts.
That trophy we got you is from Etsy. So if I go back to my first Etsy order here, I'll tell you how much I spent.
Yeah, what are you?
I'll give you guys
buying off Etsy.
I've never bought anything off Etsy, but
before
Gabby
we
has
start,
templates.
Do you think it's going to be? I've been doing Etsy for years. A lot of the things I got from Etsy, just to give you an idea, is like gifts for my wife, / girlfriend, / whatever. So I'd say over under $500 last few years.
Surely under.
But it's not.
If you spent over $500,
isn't when I say last few years, I'm talking like 5 years.
I don't think less of you. I just would have never guessed
because I bought a lot of jewelry on Etsy.
There she is.
So I spent.
Is that where you got the wedding ring?
It's way over $500.
You get the wedding ring off Etsy.
Not the engagement ring, no. Yeah, I've spent...
That's a little scary.
I don't even remember getting that. I spent closer to $700.
Wow. What's the most expensive
thing? But that is because three or four items on there are most of that, and those were like anniversary gifts, mm-hmm. like jewelry.
Yeah.
Because you can buy like
handmade stuff?
Yeah, you can buy like real gold jewelry or real diamonds or real whatever that people legitimately are making. So that's genuinely like for Christmas and birthday and anniversary, that's where I did like the reason that number is so high is because that's where I did most of my gift getting. Mm. I would just go on Etsy and find stuff. I love it. Because it's very personable stuff.
Yeah.
Because everybody on Etsy, the whole game is like, we're going to take this item and print your name on it or your anniversary or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that was the whole game for me.
Yeah.
Love it.
That's awesome.
I haven't done it in a while, though.
I've never bought anything off of there. I'm not opposed to it, though.
I've always been a big, like, because I always enjoyed making things, like, growing up. And so almost anytime someone had, like, someone I knew had a birthday, I would always put so much pressure on myself to make them something. And so, like, even, like, last year for my dad's 50th birthday, I, like, got a skateboard deck and painted it and painted the logo of his skate shop that he used to own on there.
That was my idea.
And
I think it came from the banter.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Connor, you're not a guy for Etsy.
Huh?
You're not a guy for Etsy.
What are you talking about?
I just liked him.
You like to actually make the things.
No, Etsy is like semi-homemade where you can give a gift that has the...
It's idea.
It's more intentional and more creative than just going to the store, but it's not you having to
make
it
yourself.
Just
to be clear, the reason... Right. And also a big reason why growing up I did it was because I didn't have any money to buy anything.
Yeah,
anything. I would make it instead. And so Gabby also has a lot of gifts that I've made her. Over time, most of them have never touched her skin because like I made her one time I saw this cool thing where you can use antique spoons to make a really pretty like elegant bracelet And so I did. I went to an antique store, got some antique silver spoons, and like bent and grinded and drilled and used chains and all these different things to make this really pretty elegant bracelet that looked like the queen would wear it. And I don't know why. I've never seen Gabby wear anything that looks like a queen would wear it. So I don't know why I thought she would like that. And she never once put it on. Not even once.
Not even when you gave it to her?
No, not even when I gave
what?
It to her. It was made out of spoons.
Was it cool?
Wait, yeah, it's cool. But like,
could you tell it was made out of spoons?
I don't know. I'd like to see a picture of it. But yeah, I am smart enough to know that that probably wasn't the best gift. But she appreciated that I made it, though. That's the great thing about making gifts for people. Mm-hmm. Even if they hate it, they at least feel somewhat loved because you went through the effort to make something for
them. I will say, now that I'm kind of getting into the woodworking thing, I'm one wood-burning kit away from having just endless gifts. As soon as I get a wood-burning kit, I'm going to make you a box and put your name on it, and you're going to love it.
That's the one thing is I've watched from
two dovetails later, you're in paradise.
From watching woodworking videos, I see a lot of, like, I watched a ton of videos that were like five, like, easy Christmas gifts, like, to make for people. And I watched them, like, I'm not going to just, like, give somebody a box. Like, that's just lame.
Yeah. But,
or like a wine bottle stand. I'm like, that still feels lame. Like, I want to make something cool.
No, dude, a box is sick.
The problem is that, like, I want to make something cool, so it means, like, I'm never going to make anything because I don't have enough time
to make
something
cool. You can make
something cool
to put in the box.
You have to.
No, I'm making freaking charcuterie boards because they look easy as crap to make. You just jigsaw the frick out of that thing and sand the frick out of that thing and then finish the frick out of that thing. Mm-mm. And then you hand that thing over to them and you're like, look, I got this cool thing for you to put your sliced meats and cheeses on.
Yeah.
And then go step further, burn their name into it. Heck yeah. Yeah. And then the problem is that you have to have a place that you go buy solid woods from. And I don't know where to go.
I'm going to try to go to 84 Lumber. I'm going to investigate it.
Do it. Yeah, investigate it.
Just see if I can just get...
I just wish we had a wood
crafter.
Hey,
do you guys have like scrap, like hardwoods? Like, is there like scrap woods I could buy?
I look on Facebook Marketplace, and there's some places where you can get like some people who are like, hey, come get some short boards. I'm like, okay.
No, the thing about the boxes though is you just can't just hand somebody a box, but you say like, this is a recipe box or this is a jewelry box. You give it a meaning.
Yeah.
You give it a purpose.
Give it a purpose, man. I love the idea of just building a box, man. I love the idea of building anything. Because that's where I'm at yet, that I haven't built anything.
Mm. So I'm just like, you got to get your feet wet.
I'm really itching.
Mm-hmm. I'll scratch you.
Yeah, thank you. Maybe I'll build it this weekend.
Maybe, man.
This weekend.
Dovetail? A little dovetail jig?
Don't have one of those.
Router?
Don't have one of those. That's I do have a dovetail bit on my router. Is that what that does?
I thought of an idea. Dovetails, I thought
of, but there's a jig that you can purchase at like Lowe's, and you just run your router through it, and it'll make perfect dovetails.
Guys, I thought of an idea.
Interesting.
Yesterday, okay. So I'm trying to, but I had dinner with my the worship directors at my church last Thursday. And we talked about music for a really long time. And, like, we have very similar tastes in, like, the music I listened to whenever I was in high school. Because that was, like, whenever they were just, like, regular adults. Because they're older than me. So we talked about, like, all the old folk Americana music I used to listen to. And it made me kind of, like, miss liking music because I only listen to podcasts now. I watched a ton of NPR Tiny Desk concerts the other day with my wife because I used to watch those all the time in high school. And so we watched a bunch of other ones that have come out recently. And that was fun. And then it meant that my YouTube started recommending me different things. And I found this one guy who's this, I showed you guys yesterday. He's this really cool, like, I don't know if he's Scottish or what, but he had these really cool videos where he was out in nature and doing music. And it, like, gave me hope again because I said that I would never, I probably wouldn't start a music channel where I just like did covers because I don't think that stuff is like popular on YouTube anymore. Mm-hmm. But like watching the videos of this guy and then seeing other things and like stuff that's come out in the past few years or like this year or like a few months ago, I'm like, oh, people are still doing it because I used to watch all the time in high school. And so I would make those videos in high school.
Some people got famous back in the day.
Yeah. But like now I just haven't seen them. I haven't seen people do that. Well, now that YouTube's recommending them to me, I see it is still happening.
Yeah.
So I thought of this idea. No, I want, I want to, but I thought of this idea of, I just want like B-roll going on like while I'm playing a song. And so I want to be doing either like some cover or something like that, just with me and my acoustic sitting on like a stool. Mm-hmm. But I want during the whole thing, it be like cutting from me, like singing the song, cutting over to me making the stool I'm sitting on.
That would be sick. Ooh.
That would be really cool, right?
That yeah. That would be awesome.
I'm going to have so many stools if that's the point of the channel.
No, good idea, though.
But then like it could also be like one day it could be like me just like sitting on the back of my car doing a cover, and there's B-roll of me working on my car, like fixing my car. Because like it's just like, yeah. Now it wouldn't, you have to think about, it's easy to think about it as like a weird like dad video where like it's not cool, but like I'm obviously would do it in like an artistic way. Because there's like those travel videos where people have like playing music while there's B-roll of them doing travel and like walking on cliffs and stuff like that.
Cool idea.
That sounds great.
Yeah, I think it sounds
like
cool.
I'd like a Connor stool. I'd like your stool.
You can give me a couple hours.
Dude, I need lunch.
Yeah, dude.
You guys ready to roll this thing?
Yeah, man.
Roll the dice.
Let's dole the rice.
Thank you to whoever made
the rice is a little too sharp. Let's dole the rice.
So far, I am like pretty much dominating this thing. Like I get rolled every single week.
He probably put a weight in there.
Since we've had the die, I don't think I have not gotten.
He should have put a Rick face on it.
All right.
That way you get Rick rolled. Why are you hiding? Oh, you're backboarding.
A little backdrop. Oh, it didn't work.
I knocked over the box as well.
Oh, Hunter.
Big Hunt.
Okay, Hunt's back.
Okay. Oh, it's me.
Hunt, Big Hunt, Cy, Big Con.
That's fun. Okay, wow. Not on next week. Kind of makes me sad. All right.